This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kansas City's offense owns the game. They own the football. You're going to get five or six possessions in this football game, specifically if you're Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Every one of them is going to matter. Every one of them is going to count just because you understand the game is getting shrunk by Kansas City, so you have to take advantage of every single time that you get the football.
Dan Orlowski, just in from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. Harrison Butker will not play Sunday, the Chiefs kicker. He tweets, expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks and is likely headed to IR with a left knee injury. It's big.
Yep.
Makes everything.
That's one of the kickers that, you know, you think of when we're talking about Bass and the struggles, and a guy that makes everything and makes long ones, and like that's Butker. That's if you think this is a game like last year's playoff game, tight game, that could matter. I mean, he is a weapon for them. So but, I don't happen to know who their if they have a practice squad kicker or what they're going to do here. But that's a big loss, I think, for them.
Yep, me too. As I'm betting the Bills immediately.
Come on.
Well, listen. Have you learned nothing? -2.5. I feel like that the quarterback moves the line. Maybe a kicker like this would be second. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
All I want there is for the Bills to go from 2.5 to 3 or 3.5,
mm-hmm.
and then I can hedge it. But I think with this injury, there might be an opportunity there. We'll see if I'm right. Harrison Butker out.
Maybe coupled with news about optimism around Cooper, that those two things together, I don't know, a receiver like Cooper who's barely played for the Bills, I doubt on his own. But maybe, again, coupled with this news, maybe that moves it a half point or a point.
I can't wait to find out.
stay tuned.
Like if it goes to 3.5... I'll hedge it. Mm-hmm. If not, also at 3. But there's a chance you win either way here.
Sure. There's always that chance.
The middle.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever won in the middle. Honestly, these days, believe it or not, despite how it sounds, I don't bet often enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not somebody, actually, let me say this first. I'm not somebody who bets like Monday morning or the advance lines
mm-hmm.
and then comes back Sunday morning and like sees the movement, like, all right, well, like I'm not that.
No, me either.
Involved.
No.
Although last week, so I was off Thursday, Friday. I'm blaming that. I'm blaming this on that. I threw my picks into you on a text and I went 0-4. All my NFL picks lost.
Got your college game right though.
I got my college game right, but it was, you know, Friday, wherever I was in Canada, I was like, Washington. So I throw my picks in. It was Saturday, maybe, but still. Willy-nilly, haphazard,
mm-hmm.
poor form, all of it. 0-4. And I realized that on Monday morning. Like, Monday morning, I wake up. Like, oh, how did I do? Oh, I lost. Wow, I lost all four? Terrible. I also had placed two bets last week on Monday morning.
Whoa, for the following Sunday?
Yes.
Wow, I never do that.
It was this kind of thing. It was Atlanta, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Dallas. The speculation was bad on Prescott. Philadelphia was like -6. I'm like, if he doesn't play, that's going to go up. Eagles. Mm-hmm. So I bet the Eagles, and then I bet the Saints because there was news in that game too. There was some Olave, like the Olave injury, and
new coach bump.
New coach. That's right. That was more like Buster. Everybody is going to hate the Saints now. I'll take them. And they got badly outplayed, but I won. So, like, in the same 5 minutes, like, oh,
yeah,
really? I lost all my picks? Oh, I won $50.
I don't think that Eagle line with Dallas last week moved that much because I took them in our picks, and I think maybe 7.5.
I think 7.5 is where it got.
So, like, I thought it would be bigger than that, and that's one of the reasons I picked it for the picks because I thought, like, no Dak, and it's only 7.5. Philly's going to kill them. And they killed him.
But it was 6 or 6.5 on Monday morning.
Right, right.
So that's not typical for me to do.
Right.
It worked. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Would you rather lose $50 and win the picks? Not me. I'd rather win the money.
Sure. Same.
I'd rather lose the picks, even though it's out here in public, but win the money. That would be it. No Harrison Butker reportedly for the Chiefs Sunday or for, also reportedly, Tom Pelissero, 3 to 4 weeks. And what do you think? That's pretty big. We get Tyler Bass questions still today. Tyler Bass, how do you feel? Like, he's making kicks again. He's sort of seemingly kind of back. But fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are still wondering. We talked about, is it a watch? Is it a warning? One listener got it right. It's an advisory. That's the word we wanted when we were talking about that. Yep. It's not even a watch anymore, but there's still an advisory. So
you might want to watch soon. I think that's how I would describe an advisory. You might want to start watching soon.
I think yes. I think the Chiefs have a watch with this. I don't know who you go get. I mean, there are guys, but
sure. Yeah, I'm combing through here, and I guess I should just go to their their page on Our Lads and see if they've got a kicker stash on their practice squad. I'm gonna go do that.
Do they have the practice squads on Our Lads?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go get it right now.
I didn't know that.
Got it open here, Chiefs, and let me go see here. Oh, sorry, there's an ad for some Christmas sale for mattresses. Anybody interested? I can give you a phone number.
Oh, what did you click on?
No, I'm good. I do not see a kicker on their practice squad. No.
Time to get busy.
Yep, they're going to have to go find a guy.
They are signing Spencer Schrader off of the Jets practice squad.
Okay, there's an answer.
Who's that? I think that Haversick could have been interesting, the guy who was just here.
Yeah, right.
Would the kicker know the plays?
Give the Chiefs all the intel on the Bills. Well, at least their special teams, maybe.
Yeah, would you?
He'd tell them all Reed Ferguson's tricks about snapping.
Would the guy having some local knowledge about the Bills break ties there? Spencer Schrader was the Jets kicker last week.
Oh, sure, right. Zuerlein had been working with an injury, I think, and it had been kind of erratic. Even in the Bills game, he missed some. So
he went back to the practice squad, I guess, and he went 2-for-2 in field goals in that loss to Arizona. And went back to the practice squad, and the Chiefs just poached him. Wow. Heavy action.
Yep.
Dawson Knox against Kansas City. It's not huge, but it's something. Did I just close it? He had the Sunday night game that the Bills won there. He had a huge play.
Right.
So he had like a 3-for-117 in one kind of game. Yeah. It's 2 or 3 catches per game.
Is that
usually
the same? He had a big play right down the field, but then also caught. Is that the same game where he caught the pass at the pylon? Big touchdown late. He had a big touchdown late in one of the wins.
Different game.
Okay. So that's why. See, I've got that in my head. I've got this big play I think Knox has had. He's had some moments against the Chiefs.
Yep.
So
that Sunday night game was like the one easy win for either team. I guess the AFC Championship was pretty much like that.
Yeah.
So they each have one game that they won pretty easily. But that Sunday night, the Bills crushed them. I was asking you earlier, maybe a listener remembers this. I think there was a play in that game, and the Bills just like bullied them and won easily. This is 2021 Sunday night football, the rematch from the AFC Championship in Kansas City. The Bills won going away. I think there was a play in that game where Travis Kelce got popped. Like near the sideline. And there was a moment there where like, oh, wow, this is impressive. Like the Bills are just physically beating up the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. But I couldn't remember. We couldn't remember who the player was. Who did that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Hyde. I don't know. But I think there was a play in that. I went looking for a highlight and couldn't find one.
Yeah. I definitely remember feeling that. Not necessarily specific to the Chiefs, but it would fit a night game. We're all wound up and, just really on edge for a game like that. We're still sort of getting comfortable with the idea of the Bills being a contending team, right? And the Chiefs humbled them so badly in the AFC title game. So, like, we poured a lot, I think, into that game. And any sign of the Bills trying to assert themselves, I'm sure we... I can't tell you about it specifically, but I have no trouble believing it happened and that we all reacted like, oh, yeah, they're here for real today. It's probably a game where Diggs did that thing where he'd make a catch and then like take a couple of stutter step, high step type things and then plow into somebody. like that kind of game. You can picture that with Diggs. I hope I did a decent job of describing what I'm thinking of there. So
it was early in the season, so he probably had a night.
Right.
I'm going to go look for that now. Diggs, 2-for-69. Oh, well, not really.
Yep.
61-yard catch. So we'll see. Maybe Knox is... I picked him up in a fantasy league needing a tight end with the possibility of Kincaid out. We'll see what Sal Capaccio thinks at this point will happen with Kincaid. And Steve Palazzolo, by the way, on the... Butker news, Harrison Butker will miss the game for Kansas City just in with a knee injury. Palazzolo's comment was, well, maybe they'll be more aggressive on fourth down because they're always settling for these long field goals from him. He said, worse for end of half, end of game, but maybe better for the offense. One way to look at it. 803-0550, Sal at 5, the Sabres and the Blues pregame at 6:30 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.